Y'all call it football. Yeah. Well, okay. Now, there's one way to kick the ball. You could kick it straight. When you don't know what you're doing, you got to just kick that ball straight. Right? But the better you get in knowing more about the game, then you see them doing all types of tricks with the ball, right?
Yeah.
Well, same thing. That card has a framework. Five of Cups, it's Scorpio, right here, boom, boom, boom. Now, it's about somebody trying to let go of some shit emotionally. Now, you know that. Now, within that framework, now you can freestyle.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Now, if I pull that card up in this book and start reading, do you think it may talk about someone dealing with something on an emotional level?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, right.
Are you a betting man?
No, I'm not.
Let's see who's right. Let's see if you're right. Let me go to the Five of Cups.
When I pick that card, I say, okay, you are too much focused on your faith that distracts you to say behind you have something really good that you don't want to see
that. See, you right there, right? So watch this. The theme of this card is sorrow and mourning, loss of loved ones or loss of something the seeker loved or held dear. Emotional losses in relationship. However, while mourning his or her loss, the seeker neglected to see what he still has. That's what you just said. Note how two of the cups in the card are still intact, but the cloaked man in the image cannot see them. If in a relationship that is on the verge of ending, the seeker is asked by the cards to re-examine the issue and see if repairs or amends can be made. Look to see what you have and cherish it. The seeker feels a loss of a particular future path. A relationship that should have lasted forever has now ended. Something that was meant to be now shall never come to pass. The seeker is intentionally distancing him or herself from others to mourn. Mourning is a feeling. Depression is an emotion. So is mourning. Note also the symbolic reference of the three spilled cups. Two of the cups spill forth blood, and the third is water. Per Christian mythology, blood and water flowed out of Jesus Christ when a Roman soldier thrust a spear into his side. Blood represents life and body. Water represents spirit. What the seeker has lost, the metaphorical death it represents, in fact, not a death or an end at all. By the way, what is the Scorpio card?
Scorpio card, seven, eight, and nine cups.
No, what does the Scorpio card in the deck? Which in the 22 major arcana, which one is the Scorpio card?
I don't remember. Sorry. I don't know.
I just said the word.
I didn't understand that.
I said I was reading and I just said the word.
Say again.
Death. So why are they talking about death in this Five of Cups.
In the Five of Cups. The change.
No. Death. I told you the Five of Cups is a Scorpio card.
Yeah, okay, but the death is not a change.
Wait. So if the Five of Cups is a Scorpio card, the reason it's talking about death is because death is the Scorpio card.
Okay, but I didn't understand why the connection with the...
That's why I'm showing you the connection. Scorpio is the death card. Five.
What does mean the death card for you? So what does mean? No, not for you. I mean generally.
Well, death is about transformation of something, letting go.
Basically, change, destruction. Not destruction. A big change.
Well, okay. Well, now we getting deeper. The reason you're talking about death and destruction and all that is because wait. Let me finish. The reason the theme of destruction and all that comes with the death card is because the death card is ruled by the Tower.
I know.
So there is the connection. Tower to the death card, to the Five of Cups, to the Six of Cups, to the Seven of Cups.
It's a part. So you need a distraction for change, go out as something like emotional constructing you.
I got a question for you, Big O.
Big O.
I got a question for you. Just thinking about human nature and what you watch. Do people make changes when things are going good?
Never.
You answered that really quick.
And you never see a person that creates a beautiful or something like an amazing stuff in the good feeling or in the suffer.
So are you telling me that it takes it takes suffering and pain and destruction for somebody to get their lazy ass up and do something?
For create the most beautiful shit you can do. I mean, when there is the down face, it could be a really hot face after. Mm.
Now, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Big O. What do you say for that person that when the destruction and the tower moments happen?
Sorry, say again?
What do you say for that person that goes through those tower moments and don't change?
What can I say? He doesn't have energy, or he doesn't have a target for increase, for a go up. I mean, if the collapse, guys, all the person has a down face, right? The really hard part is going up after that shit. If you don't have the energy, or I mean, if you don't have a focus or discipline for going up or the energy.
Wait, did you say focus and discipline?
Discipline.
Did you say focus and discipline?
Yeah, a goal. Yeah, so, thanks, Sonny. A goal.
No, I just wanted to emphasize those words you said. Keep going.
Yeah, if you don't have a goal for going up, And if you reach that goal, you know that the easy way is discipline and constant to focus on that goal, right?
So, Big O, what does it take for someone to walk away from pain and destruction and tower moments to find focus and goals again?
Because
After someone goes through these tower moments,
yeah,
how can someone find focus? And what you just said, how does somebody get there from the pain?
Okay, the tower, we can compare it with the trauma, right? Big trauma.
All right.
Yeah, so big trauma is something like a scare, right? Bound.
All right.
So if you don't transform the bound in scare, so the trauma in experience, so you assimilate that trauma in experience, so you can go out of that trauma, okay? So you transform it in experience, so you can go out. If that bound, that trauma, okay, is all the time fresh, okay? So it's a metaphorical way, right? Wait. So if that bound continue to regenerate the cellular, one day it will create cancer, an error, right? And that cancer, error, it means rancor, right? And it will be bounding you in the deep side of your fucking life. But if you close that bound, that's bound, fresh bound, and you create a scare, so you change the trauma in experience, you can go up. You understood that?
Yeah, create a scare. You mean scar? A scar?
Okay. Scar.
Yeah. For the people in the back.
When you cut
yourself, you get a scar. You got it, and no, people.
The scar is the transformation of the trauma in experience. Before the scar, there is a bound.
A band-aid. Yeah.
Okay. Right. If you don't. Transform the pain in scars, it means if you don't transform the trauma in experience.
Okay. Yeah. So, basically, are you saying you have to learn the lesson from the traumatic event?
Yeah.
Do you think people focus on the lesson?
No.
Why?
Because not all people are as the capacity and the possibility to do that.
The capacity and the what?
And the skills. We can say that.
Oh.
Possibility. Sorry.
Why don't they have the skills?
Because. They don't have someone, or parents, or maybe the opportunity, okay, to understand or to learn it. Someone are stronger, no? Someone are just a bit weaker, okay? And but if the person weaker as a person that can support them or teach them how to rise up, okay, they can going up as well, and cannot be stuck on the bottom. I mean, so you think all the people are the same? They have the same capacity, you think?
Each soul has access to the four elements.
So, say again?
Each soul has access to the four elements.
Each soul has the power, or I mean, has the sight to see all the elements.
Do you think each soul has access to intuition?
I mean, each soul at the same level of intuition.
Now, would you agree not everybody uses their intuition at the same level?
No, I mean, not the same level, but in the different sectors.
Would you say some people even ignore their intuition?
Exactly.
But they do have access to it though, right? It's not like closed off to them, right?
It's the same discussion that we talked about last night. Remember the karma? I asked to you, okay, when a person born, the karma is zero or just start with the minus? And you said no, because I think there is a reincarnation. Okay, the step by step.
All right.
Okay. So it's the same for the intuition.
Well, I want you to know, I know everybody can't dunk a basketball like Michael Jordan. they don't have the skill to do that, you know? But
not all the person can talk about that shit that we are talking about.
Plus, I understand, yeah. All right, as in, not everybody is able to understand information at certain levels. Certain levels of information to go right over a motherfucker's head.
Astro, I am a geologist. I cannot tell to the people that I can read cards on tarot. So you know that?
Yeah.
So what I have to say about that shit? I have to hide myself, you know, with a mask, with something like that.
No, you don't have to. You choose to.
I choose, you're right. But I have something like, it's like I'm creating a different life for cover the work, the society. So that part of society is like the 70% that cannot understand that shit, or astrology, or I don't know, whatever they want, okay? Because we are free, everybody has the freedom to think about what they want, right?
Right.
So, but Tats want to ask something. Go, Tats, sorry.
So, when it comes to intuition, everybody has intuition, but it's on different aspects, different levels, different areas in life. And then, like y'all said a little bit ago, some people ignore their intuition, and that's when things, problems start happening. Everybody's at a different level, period. Is it all the same? No. But as far as everybody can tap into their intuition, everybody has the capability to tap into all four of the elements. Everybody has that ability to do that, but they choose not to.
I think they don't. No, they lose it. They lose it. Maybe.
No, they don't lose it. It's always there. They just ignore it. They don't lose it. It's there. It's there from birth.
I'm not sure, really. I'm not sure because you know the person that you can show them.
This book right here.
Wait. Screenshot. Wait a second. Go up, Taz. Okay. So thanks.
That book right there, Paul turned me onto. And that will speak on all the elements, including the missing one. And you will see that we have all the elements, but people themselves choose not to do it, or they choose to ignore it.
choose it?
Free will, right?
Where is the choice?
No.
I got a question for you. Why does good things happen to bad people?
Sorry, say again, sorry.
Why do good things happen to bad people?
Who say that?
You never sat up there and looked at somebody and thought he was an asshole or a piece of shit, but good things kept coming to that, and you was like, and you never thought, man, why?
So you think shit happened to the person that are bad? You mean that?
No, I'm asking you. I'm not saying you gotta just go with the preface. Have you ever seen good things just continually happen for somebody who?
Okay, like karma.
That's why I'm asking you, because you brought up the word karma. So you would think this person who's bad would have some bad karma coming to him, but as you watch him, it's only good shit happening. Why does that happen?
Okay, that is, I don't know, but so think about Putin. So you think as a bad karma or good karma?
I'm asking you, hold up, slow down. I want you to think. Somebody who is, you look at him and you see him as bad, but good things keep happening to him. Why do you think that is?
Because my view of the bad things is mine, not the truth. My judgment is not true, maybe.
So just because you perceive them as bad, that don't mean they perceive themselves as bad? That don't mean they should have bad karma coming to them?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe work for that. It's the point of view, maybe.
I would go with that. So, what does that say for karma then?
So, it means we can make a discussion. In discussion, the karma could be conditioned of the prospection of the person, or the sensitive, or the intuition of the person. I mean, if has a bad karma, right? Okay, and he's convinced that action he did and do and perceived is a good for him. So the good shit happened to him.
Well, I got a question for you, because me and Mr. Mental, shout out to Mental Reset. I got a question for you. On a soul level, is bad karma actually good and good karma actually bad? Because why? Didn't you tell me just a few minutes ago, people don't grow and move and do shit without tower moments?
Yeah, I told you.
Well, so everybody look at, so it's trauma. Everybody walk around crying about trauma. So if is on a soul level, is trauma actually good or bad?
It depends on the perspective.
And I'm asking your perspective.
My perspective?
Yeah. If I'm just going with the flow of thought, because you just told me when we were talking about the tower and death and all that, didn't you tell me people need that?
I think so.
So wait. I got you. Wait, I'm gonna let you talk. So you just said you think people need tower moments and all of that stuff. Now, when you hear people talk about their pain and trauma, do they talk about it from a positive place or a negative place?
the trauma can be positive or negative. It's like a perspective as well.
So from what I'm getting from this conversation, our perspective is trauma is actually good for the soul.
It's an elevation.
Wait a minute. How many people you think would argue with us about that? That trauma actually is elevation for the soul and it's actually good. You think people will agree with us or disagree with us? Uh-oh.
Most people would actually argue with.
How do you feel about that take, Mr. Rafiki?
Well, the way I'm looking at it, I would actually have to somewhat agree with it, because in order to get what you're looking for, you got to have some type of... Okay, I say it like this. The trauma, through that trauma, there's a lesson. Through that trauma, there's a lesson. In order to excel and overcome that, you got to learn something within that trauma. But if you don't learn what is within it, you're going to continuously hold on to it to where you're nothing but toxic. You become toxic afterwards. Because you held on to it. You bottled it up. You didn't work through it. You didn't learn nothing from it. You just kept it in and kept it in and kept it in. Within that lesson or that trauma, there's a lesson there that you got to learn.
So, Rafiki, are you saying the soul wants traumatic events, but we don't want them on a human level?
Correct.
Mr. Mental, you got any words?
I guess your soul won't get fined.
Well, can you bring... Okay. Can you drop a little knowledge on why I said what I said? Shout out to you.
Trauma slash karma is the best thing, is the greatest gift that we have, because it forces those that want change to change. Though it's kind of not sad, but along in that energy that something has to happen in a traumatic way or bad way for us to make necessary changes. But if we don't take heed to said message, and then we come across said event that makes us feel uncomfortable or puts us in a bad space, and if you don't like being there, you're gonna sit back, you're gonna reflect, you're gonna focus on whatever area that your actions had that led you down where you at. And so when we do that and we get into that space of correcting action / healing, our perspectives change and we are not triggered as often or as quick from future events.
So it's connected to what I said before. So the trauma it means you have to transform the trauma in experience that increase the level of your soul for going up. If you don't transform the trauma in experience, so if you don't embrace the suffer, embrace the trauma, okay, the trauma drag you to the bottom more, because you don't transform it in experience.
Yeah, you're not letting go of whatever. You're sitting in that sorrow, you're just festering in all of that pig slop.
I think it's not means the right way is to let it go. It's not that. I think it's like assimilate it, use it like energy.
What I mean by let go, I mean like don't hold on to the negative side of it. Like you say, transform that negative into that positive, and then you could and elevate, you can shine, you could do things besides sit there in that bull.
And what it turns into is what you mean by assimilate. Let that lesson turn into wisdom.
Not wisdom. No, it's not wisdom. Wait.
It is wisdom. You don't think after going through a traumatic event, working your way out of it and getting over it and learning them lessons, those lessons at some point becomes wisdom?
Okay, we can mix it wisdom and strength.
Well, Big O, I know you haven't been in my room that much, but one of the things I always say is I'm not married to adjectives. So you get what I'm getting at. So basically at the point it becomes wisdom, then you could tell others from a place of knowing, not just you talking out the side of your neck. Hey, I went through this. I had to do this and this and this to get to this space. Hey, where you see me now, I wasn't always here. I had to go through this. That all the stuff that you went through and you learned those lessons and you don't do that stuff no more or whatever, that became wisdom for you.
Astro, you tell me the truth. If you, want to give an advice to a person for your fucking bad experience that you had, that person, you think can understand that?
It's for that person to take what you say, take the information and use it for what they do.
In Italy, we have a famous sentence, something like a sentence. Okay, if you want to understand something, you have to crush your head in that shit.
Do people learn from words or do they learn from experience?
You have to hit the face on that for understand that.
Do people learn from words or do they learn from experience?
Not with words, but with experience. Just only with that.
Well, some would say the smart one learns from words and don't really need to go through the experience. For instance, do you think... Wait, let me give you an example. I'm about to give you an example.
No, you say the fucking Riley shit. So you say the smartest person learn from the words. So if we connected through back discussion... Then not all the people has the same skill for understand something. Now it's right, Astor?
Well, basically you're saying, hey, not everybody is as intelligent.
No, intelligence. It means not intelligence. It means the some skills.
All right, but do you think everybody has access to the capacity to learn? Maybe their rate of learning may be a little slower or than the others, but there's people that learn differently. I got some people in here that are visual learners.
Maybe the people can learn not all elements, but only some one of them.
Man, you got some Aquarius energy or something, man.
Someone can understood some...
When your birthday?
My My birthday?
Yeah.
24th of December.
24th of December, 12, 24, what year?
1983.
Nah, I don't see no Aquarius. Unless, I don't know your rising sign, but. Oh, he got three planets in Scorpio like you, Mental. You know what time you were born?
Six PM. Plus minus. No, I don't remember.
No, because let me see. The moon changed signs at around 2 a.m. the day you were born. So around 2 a.m., the moon went from about 2:30 the day you were born. The moon from 2:30 a.m. The moon went from Leo to Virgo. No, I'm just saying. So if you were born in the evening time, it's safe to say you're a Virgo moon.
Okay, but, so what's influence my?
Well, I was just seeing if you was had any Aquarius energy.
Okay, because Aquarius, what's the?
Because Aquarius energy. You said. Aquarius, wait, you might be, I think you a Cancer rising.
Cancer, yeah.
So is he. So is Rafiki, yeah.
The other one.
Oh. Nice. Yeah, he's a Cancer rising too, but you a Capricorn, and he's a Libra. So y'all are both cardinal signs from Cancer rising. But you're cardinal earth and he's cardinal air.
Okay.
So, in all actual, huh?
Me, her.
You.
Okay.
You are cardinal earth and he's cardinal air. Air, earth.
Yeah, understood. Got it. We are the opposite.
Yeah, so
And you, what you are?
Me? I'm a Virgo. Yeah. I'm a Virgo.
And
I'm a Scorpio moon. And I'm a Gemini rising. And your north node is in Gemini.
Yeah.
And my rising sign is Gemini.
But you told me I'm just a bit Mars and Gemini, you told me.
Well, you actually got Mars and Libra in the fourth house of home, family, and roots. And that's why I asked you about your ex-wife and her temperament. All right? You actually got, now I'm looking at it, you got a Neptune. You got Neptune. Hey, Mental. What was it? What would he got any arrows?
12/24/1983? He has the planner. 12/24/83.
So with your moon, with you being a Cancer rising and your moon is Virgo, that'll put the moon in the third house. So it's emotionally important to you to be able to communicate.
Trust yours.
sometimes the chaos take the control. Sometimes the chaos take the control of my mind. Sometimes, yeah. So sometimes I doubt on my intuition, but if I'm sure, I never choose the wrong path when I follow my really, really ancestral intuition. I don't know, it's something like a, I don't know, it's like, it's a strange feeling that I have, something like emotional feeling, okay? And sometimes, I don't know, it's like I'm here with you guys, I'm here with you guys, because I was following my emotion to find some. You are not popular, I mean, in Italy, you I mean, it's like, and it was that morning, I was trying to follow my path, so I was like trying to feeling, and I find Leo, for example. So actually I'm here for because you make me feel better, okay? You give me information, you give me you feel some voids that I have in my mind with the cards and with my spirituality, okay? So for me it's really important that I found you, Astro, really, you and all your groups, really.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I hope you understood.
I understood. Well, okay. There's a saying. It says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And there he is, right down there. Mental reset.
I need a mental reset.
See? He said he did. Hey, be honest with you. You're not actually... I was just looking at something. 2024 was a year of transformation for you. Y'all know how I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.